On the wall at the end of the room, find the collage that has both a group photograph of many men as well as precise and colorful beadwork. This multimedia work by Molly Murphy Adams is entitled The Things They Carried. The photograph on the right is one that was taken of the Plains Warriors upon arrival at Fort Marion. In this image, you can see the men wearing their own clothes, not the U.S. military uniform they were later forced to wear. One man seated in the front appears to be wearing a headdress, another a striped blanket. If you look closely at the man in the front row, standing on the far left, you will notice the artist has outlined the figure in pen. He wears a dark cloak, and towards the bottom of this cloak appears a large decorative white strip. Now look on the left side of this artist's collage to see an intricately crafted adaptation of that same decorative beadwork. When the 72 warriors were taken from the Southern Plains, they were allowed to bring only a few items with them. This artist shows the beaded decoration as a representation of those objects the prisoners must have brought with them, those that were important to their cultural identity. The different objects important to each man might have been reflective of the distinct history and values of his tribe. They might also have been objects that simply had personal and individual meaning for the men who carried them. These were also the objects that the prisoners had to part with as the first step in their assimilation process. Objects have stories, they hold memories, and they provide a touchstone for a time and a place lost to the present day. At the top of this work is a beaded barcode, pointing to the primary way that Americans today know of the kinds of objects featured in this image, as commodities that can be bought. Indian blankets, jewelry, and beadwork are for sale. Indeed, if you scan the barcode featured in the image, you can buy something today.